Welcome to At The Show, the best in live music coming to you on Sunday nights, killradio.org. And I'm your host, Bob. Well, we lost one of the greats of rock and roll this week. Richie Havens died. So we're going to start out with a tribute to him. A couple of songs we're going to play from the Cellador in Washington, D.C. in 1970. We're going to start up with Dolphins.
This old world may never change the way it's been. And all the ways of war can't change it back again. And I've been searching for the dolphin. Sometimes I wonder if you ever think of me. I'm not the one to tell this world how to get along. I only know that peace will come when all this hate is gone. And I've been searching for the dolphin in the sea. Yeah. Sometimes I wonder if you ever. About Saturday's child, oh yeah, and all about the time when we were running wild and searching for the dolphin. Sometimes I wonder if you ever think of me. This old world may never change This old world may never change. This old world may never change.
Okay, and let's hear one more from that Celador concert. We'll play one that Richie is more well known for. It's his version of the Beatles song, Here Comes the Sun. besides Richie Havens dying, we had a few people that had birthdays this week. Gary Wright's birthday was 2 days ago. He was in the band Spooky Tooth and also as his own on a solo career where he had a couple of big hits. And here we're going to play both of his big hits for you. First one up is Dreamweaver. And though Spooky Tooth, which was a British band, Gary is actually an American born in New Jersey. He was born 70 years ago. So let's hear his other big hit, Love is Alive, from the Midnight Special in 1976.
Thank you.
And most interesting thing about that band was that they don't play guitars. They played all keyboards, even like guitar pianos or piano guitars, whatever you call them. But yeah, I saw them. They opened for Yes in Washington, D.C. in 1976. Great show. Okay, also today we have a birthday for Anne Margaret. Yes, she was born on April 28th, 1941, 72 years old. She still looks good. And we're going to hear something from her that is from Las Vegas in 1981. It's Hold Me, Squeeze Me. And there's a lot of dancing in this, too, but it's the music's not bad anyways. Goes out to my friend John, who danced with Anne.
Oh, baby, if you want me and you really love me, come on, baby, let me know. Just a little tease and maybe even please and come and see me after the show. I can't stand all demands if you live among me tonight. I can't wait till we're through. Here's what I want you to do.
Yeah.
that lady is just one ball of energy. Well, we have one more birthday tonight. And this is a completely different pace from Ann Margaret, let me tell you. Yes, it's Jonesy Bergensen from the band Sigur Rós. So as anybody knows who's listened to this show, Sigur Rós is one of my favorite new bands. So we're going to listen to a couple of Jonesy songs. The first one from the arena in Vienna, Austria, on September 4th of 2012. This is Ike Muick. Okay, yeah, that this guy just makes some amazing music. Jonesy is the youngest person on our playlist tonight. He's 38 years old. I don't know if that says something about my taste or the state of music in the world right now, but such is the case. So we're going to hear the three songs that we're going to hear from them tonight were all originally on the album Valtari. This next one from Golden Gate Park in San Francisco on August 11th of 2012. This is Verua.
Thank you.
The translation for the name of that is Caution, and it goes in with the theme that we're going to have for the rest of tonight's show. But I cannot resist playing one more Siguro song. This is from the Mann Center in Philadelphia, PA, and it's from July 29th of last year. It's Dove Logan.
Thank you.
Next up, we're going to go into their theme for the week, which is Earth Week. And we're going to play some songs relating to the environment. Now, you may have gotten a little subtle clue that we started out with a song called Dolphin. By the way, Dolphlagen means dead calm. So I don't know the translation of that song, but that may be something environmental in there, too. So first up, we're going to start with a band called Quicksilver Messenger Service from the 60s. They were a great band. They had a couple of hits. We're going to hear both of them. And this is from New Orleans, Louisiana, on July 26th of 1977. Yes, What About Me?
3, 4. Don't that make you feel like singing? You know that poison, our sweet water. They fed my children, was the cause of their disease. My world is slowly falling down, and the air's not good to breathe. And those of us that care enough, you know, we got to do in your school. I was in the penitentiary and the military too, and all it. And I feel the future trembling as the word gets passed around. If you stand up for what you believe in, best be prepared to get shot. And I'm always on. And all keep on trying to bust me, but I always take a stand. I believe some kind of revolution must be mighty close. Oh, what about me? Oh, what you gonna do about me?
And I don't dig no war, but then most of what I do dig on is against some law. And I'm a fugitive from injustice, little sister, but I'm going to be free. 'Cause the rules and regulations don't do a damn thing for you. An outlaw, baby, keep me on the run. Run, run, run. And although they may be stronger now, you know, our time's gonna come around. They just adding to our numbers, brother. When they shoot.
Their first big hit, which reached number 39, Fresh Air.
Thank you. Cupid. Take me home now. I want to go with you, little girl. Oh, have another hit of fresh air. Oh, have another hit. All right, thank you very much. Thank you.
My friend Walter Egan played in this next band. This is Spirit, and this is Grugahall, Essen, Germany, in March 5th of 1978, and this is their song, Nature's Way.
Nature's way of telling you something's wrong. It's nature's way of telling you in a song. It's nature's way of receiving you. It's nature's way of retrieving you. It's nature's way of telling you. Something's wrong. It's nature's way of telling you. It's in the breeze. It's nature's way of telling you. Dying trees. It's nature's way of receiving you. It's nature's way of retrieving. Nature's way of telling you something's wrong. It's nature's way, it's nature's way. It's nature's way, it's nature's way.
Next up, from the Bonnaroo Music Festival in Manchester, Tennessee, on May 14th of 2009, it's Nico Case singing Never Turn Your Back on Mother Earth.
Tell her who from May to be by hand to look so.
suggests. A wise warning. Okay, next up, we're going to have Graham Nash tell us about this, his song, Barrel of Pain. Here's Crosby, Stills, and Nash from the Universal Amphitheater in Los Angeles in 1972.
When I lived in San Francisco, I could see the Farallon Islands from my kitchen window. And it was a very beautiful sight until I realized that they've been dropping barrels of nuclear waste at the bottom of the ocean right there where we live. So I wrote a song about it because it pissed me off, same as everybody else. But you know something, maybe the success of the vote, maybe voting is the way to go. The Nuclear Freeze Initiative sure thinks so, I'll tell you that. This one from the No Nukes movie called A Barrel of Pain. Thank you.
me, Michael.
Leave it.
Now I don't want to.
Leave it.
And you don't want to.
Hear it.
Nobody wants to.
Hear it.
Man, you know what I
hear
imagine?
Hear it.
You know if my grandmother was here today.
Hear it.
God rest her. Yeah.
Hear it.
She'd have to say she didn't want to
hear it.
No,
I don't
like that kind of piano.
Hear
I tell you why. You see, she know people. People so know how to suffer. Yeah, get over the flood. Get over the rain. Get over the fire. Great big hurricane. Yeah. I tell you what, I don't think they're ever gonna get it.
Next up, we have Marvin Gaye from the Montreux Jazz Festival in Montreux, Switzerland in 1980. We're going to hear a couple of songs. First up, Mercy, Mercy Me, and then What's a Going On?
Here we have something for you, folks. We hope you enjoy this Grand Jazz Social Section. Thank you.
Find a way. Bring some love in. Thank you.
some very fine words from Marvin Gaye. Now we're going to hear from a French band called Deep Forest. They may be new to you. They never really hit really big, but they are very interesting. I originally actually thought they were a Japanese band. But here they are from Kyoto Otobutai in 1999 with their song Deep Weather.
Why is it sounding this so? Why can't it?
Switch to some rock and roll, and let's hear some Neil Young. This is from Farm Aid in Tinley Park, Illinois, October 3rd, 1998. It's After the Gold Rush.
In the yellow haze of the sun, there were children crying and colors flying all around the chosen ones, all in a dream.
And let's switch over to the Warner Brothers Studios in Burbank, California. Beautiful downtown Burbank, as Johnny Carson always said. And this is from April 28th in 1994. It's the Eagles, and the song is The Last Resort.
She came from Providence, one in Rhode Island. where the old world shadows hang heavy in the air. She packed her hopes and dreams like a refugee, just as her father came across the sea. She heard about a place people were smiling, spoke about the red man's ways, how they loved the land. They came from everywhere to the great divide, seeking a place to stand or a place to hide. Down in the crowded bars, out for a good time, what it's like up there. Some call it paradise, I don't know why. Somebody laid the mountains low while the town got high.
Yeah, we're going to cross the pond to the Isle of Wight and hear Joni Mitchell in 1970. And it's a big yellow taxi.
A parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go? You don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise to put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. Charge the people a dollar and a half just to see 'em. Don't it always seem to go? You don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, leave me the birds and the bees. You don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard that screen door slam. And a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard that screen door slam again. And a big yellow taxi come and took away my old man again. Don't it always seem to go? You don't know what you got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Pay in paradise, put up a parking lot. Pay in paradise, put up a parking lot.
And now Jackson Bound from Glastonbury in 2010, Before the Deluge.
Yeah. Sky. the music keep our spirits high. Let the buildings keep our children dry. Let creation reveal its secrets by and by.
Now we're going to have Wasn't That a Mighty Storm? And this is Tom Rush from Symphony Hall on December 31st of 1980.
I want to get you to sing on this last song we're going to do for you. It's about a flood that happened in Galveston, Texas. From Galveston, Texas. The chorus goes, wasn't that a mighty storm? Wasn't that a mighty storm in the morning? Wasn't that a mighty storm? It blew all the people all away. Trust me, you'll love it. Let's try it out. So wasn't that a mighty storm? Wasn't that a mighty storm in the morning? Wasn't that a mighty storm?
Wow. Well, that brings us to the end of tonight's show. We got time for just one more. And we're going to play another Tom Rush song. This is a Joni Mitchell song. She wrote it. Tom saw her play it and fell in love with it and recorded it. This is from The Kate in Old Saybrook, Connecticut, on May 10th of 2010. It's a reminder for those of us who live in California that there are seasons out there and there is change going on. It's The Urge for Going.
I'm going to do one of those songs she sang that very first night. I woke up today and found the frost perched on the town. And it hovered in a frozen sky and gobbled summer down. And when the sun turns traitor cold and shivering trees are standing in a naked row, she got the urge for going, and I never seem to go. And I get the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown and summertime is a falling down, winter closing in. And I had a girl in summertime with summer colored skin. And not another man in town my darling's heart could win. And when the leaves fell trembling down and bully winds did rub their faces in the snow, she got the urge for going, and I had to let her go. And she got the urge for going when the meadow grass was turning brown and summertime was falling down, winter closing in. Now the warriors of winter give a cold triumphant shout, and all that stays is dying, and all that lives is getting out. You see the geese in chevron flight, flapping and racing on before the snow. Got the urge for going, they've got the wings to go, and they get the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown and summertime is a falling down, winter closing in. Apply the fire with kindling and pull the blankets to my chin, and I'll lock the vagrant winter out and bolt my wandering in. I I'd like to call back summertime and have her stay for just another month or so. She's got the urge for going. I guess she'll have to go. And she gets the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown and all her empires are falling down. Winter closing in. And I'd get the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown. The summertime is a falling down.
You know, that's been one of my favorite songs my whole life. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Joni. And thank you, and good night.